We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, Veg Embracing viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms. They reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805. In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 32 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 44 on Via Vision de Via Mayor. In Paraguay, in Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 24 on CiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hovd Province, channel 21 on Han Altair Cable TV. In Erdenet City, channel Z26 on Ha Tenga Cable TV. And channel 50 on Kimode Cable TV. In Sukhothor Sealing Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dakhan Ur Province, channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System. In Char, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, channel 65. In Hotul, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin.
In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Raychem Cable Network. In Formosa, Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Changhua Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinghuo Cable TV. Yongzhai Lei Cable TV and GlobalView Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Tinmen County, channel 102 on Ming Cheng Cable TV.
You can also visit us online at suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Morocco encourages cultural and religious diversity. In community news, an Australian baby miraculously survives a train incident. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 4th, influential British writer Miss Frances Power Cope was born in Dublin, Ireland in 1822. She was a founder of the animal rights movement and in 1875 established the Society for the Protection of Animals Liable to Vivisection. Known for her enduring dedication, Miss Cobb worked to improve conditions and education for the underserved. She authored books including Studies New and Old of Ethical and Social Subjects and The Intuitive Theory of Morals. Miss Cobb once said, "A sense of the rights of animals has slowly been awakened and is becoming, by not imperceptible degrees, a new principle of ethics." In this 21st century, let us honour the ideals of compassionate individuals like Miss Frances Power Cobb by creating a world in which the God-given lives of all beings are respected and honoured.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Brazil. This past month was the rainiest November to hit Brazil in over 20 years, prompting the declaration of emergency conditions in the southern states of Rio Grande do Sul, Santa Catarina and Paraná. Flood-related events took 12 lives as over 60 municipalities and 42,000 people were affected, 10,000 of whom were displaced.
Upon hearing of this situation on November 26th, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $10,000 to help the most desperate victims, an amount that could obtain $47,000 in urgent supplies if bought in the United States based on the cost of living in Brazil.
As per Supreme Master Qinghai's frequent request for updates, the following is our Native Association members' report sent via foreign group.
November 28, 2009, Most Loving Master, regarding torrential rains in southern Brazil. We are very thankful for Master's loving care and contribution of $10,000 for the people affected by the heavy rains. We will survey the whole situation and provide relief aid as soon as possible. Love from association members in Brazil.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share these details with our global viewers and our association's foreign group for providing this report. Our gratefulness also goes to Supreme Master Qinghai for extending her caring support to those in need. We pray for the protection and quick recovery of the afflicted to the regularity of their daily lives and that such weather extremities subside as humanity's gentler regard for the environment helps restore Earth's stability.
Earthquakes shake Mauritius and Vanuatu. On the morning of Wednesday, December 2nd, a magnitude 5.7 quake struck off the coast of the South Pacific island nation of Vanuatu, 102 kilometers northwest of the capital of Port Vila. That same day, a 5.3 magnitude tremor hit 145 kilometers southeast of the Mauritian island of Rodrigues in the Indian Ocean. Fortunately, there were no reports of damage or injury and no tsunami warnings were issued. Thank heavens for everyone's safety in the quake-jolted regions. Our prayers that such dangers are eased as we all hasten toward kinder, eco-stabilizing ways.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Former congressman is next Honduran president. Declared the new head of state in elections held on Monday, November 30th, President-elect Porfirio Lobo has served previously as legislator and president of the country's National Congress. Following the announcement of his win by the Honduran Electoral Tribunal, he invited all citizens to help create national dialogue and stated, "We will head a government of national unity and reconciliation. We send our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, on your new role. May God bless your presidency in serving the highest goals and brotherly love among all fellow country persons.
Veg trend gains speed in South Korea with more new Loving Huts. Wherever Loving Huts fresh and savoury fare is served around the globe, the vegan lifestyle continues blossoming into a sensation, with cities in South Korea being the most recently acclaimed. Just recently, brand new Loving Huts opened in Ansan, Jeonju and Yeongdong County for a total of 15 locales throughout the country and counting. Yeongdong County, South Korea's governor, Mr. Jong Gu-bok, who was specially invited to the grand opening, remarked,
The International Family of Restaurants was first encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai as a locale that would serve only wholesome, earth-saving vegan cuisine.
학교 급식이 이제 채식으로 바뀌고 식당들도 많이 생겨서 그 채식이 보편화되고 사람들의 몸도 건강하게 하고 지구 온난화도 예방하는 그런 게 많이 생겼으면 좋겠어요.
Ansan's Loving Hut has traditional low-lying tables with built-in stoves for hearty soups to be cooked hot at the table.
대한민국 사람들은 채식을 위주로 하고 예전부터 채식을 좋아했습니다. 그러니까 여러분들도 전부 채식을 해서 건강해 주시기를 바랍니다.
Families, friends and co-workers can enjoy the Korean tradition of socializing over meals, which at Loving Hut are also gatherings for the ideals of health and compassion. Already, regular patrons are seeking the veg benefits.
올레 굉장히 감탄사가 나올 정도로 올레 이게 몸이 원하는 것 같아요. 과거에 고기를 많이 먹으니까 얼굴도 좀 점점 까매지고 지방질로 막 변하는 걸 느꼈는데 먹으니까 확실히 좀 달라진 것 같아요. 바꾸려고 그래요.
Be best, go green, save the planet. 맛있어요.
Congratulations, Loving Huts in South Korea. Our appreciation for Supreme Master Ching Hai's compassionate invitation for more people to become vegan through this joyful endeavor. It's never been so easy, wise, and fun to be veg, go green, and save our planet.
Antibiotics given to livestock animals endanger human health. U.S. food safety authorities have issued stern warnings to two dairy farms for violating rules that govern the use of antibiotics in farmed animals. One cow that was being sent to a meat processor was found to contain a shocking 129 times the amount of penicillin allowed. A second cow from a different farm had more than four times the permitted amount of antibiotic, with further inspection revealing that 10 other medicines were being misused.
Recently, European health officials also warned that overuse of antibiotics, significant amounts of which are given to livestock animals, are threatening modern medicine by enabling microbes to develop superbug resistance that interferes with many life-saving surgical procedures. The six most frequent superbug infections were cited as requiring the financial equivalent of 2.5 million hospital days each year, as they afflict approximately 400,000 people, with 25,000 who die annually in Europe alone. US and European officials, we appreciate your vigilance in wishing to ensure public safety. Let us join worldwide in choosing foods free of animal products for the optimal vitality and well-being of all.
Swine flu increases chances of mutation with spread to more animals. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced that a cheetah in a California zoo and turkeys at a Virginia turkey farm have tested positive for swine flu. A worker on the Virginia farm who was ill with swine flu is believed to have passed it to the turkeys. Meanwhile, as the Olaxis or Vietnamese Ministry of Health reports the fifth death from bird flu in 2009, global health officials continue to be highly concerned about the potential for bird and swine flu to merge.
This combination could cause higher infectiousness and lethality, a risk that increases as the viruses pass from one species to another. Swine flu mutations within humans have been occurring as well, with one such new strain having been found in individuals in Norway, France, and now Italy. 2 patients with these new strains succumbed to the disease last week.
Pandemic-caused deaths have risen to more than 50 in Scotland, United Kingdom, while fatalities reported in Canada are at 329, 163 in Colombia and 600 in India. In China, the official death toll tripled over 14 days to 178. Children in the United States continue to die at an alarming rate of 198 losses so far, more than double the highest annual pediatric toll due to seasonal flu. There are about 3,900 total U.S. fatalities estimated. Globally, the reported swine flu death toll has reached 11,582. However, experts say this represents a mere fraction of the actual figure.
We pray for the victims and families affected by this long-drawn pandemic. May we quickly realize that meat production threatens human health in such unacceptable, costly ways and adopt the cleanest, immune-supporting, plant-based diet.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life, change your heart, change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
South Korea frees North Korean soldier adrift on boat. After Navy personnel rescued a North Korean national when his boat drifted into southern waters, he was cleared following questioning and escorted home to North Korea. Both North and South Korean governments have historically honored reciprocal returns of citizens who cross sea borders by accident. Our grateful thanks, South Korean Navy, government, and all involved in the prompt release of the North Korean soldier. Wishing him a loving homecoming, and that such gestures continue to show the peaceful intentions of the Korean Peninsula and her people.
Lisbon Treaty grants animals legal status. Along with the European Union's implementation of its new charter on December 1, 2009, animals have also been given recognition for their self-awareness and feeling. An article in the Lisbon Treaty now states, The Union and the Member States shall, since animals are sentient beings, pay full regard to the welfare requirements of animals, while respecting the legislative or administrative provisions and customs of the Member States, relating in particular to religious rights, cultural traditions, and regional heritage.
This new animal rights measure is the culmination of a campaign that was formally initiated in 1991 when the British animal welfare group Compassion in World Farming submitted a petition to the European Parliament stating that animals should be regarded as sentient beings who knew their own suffering. The group's next goal is to see factory farming abolished.
Our heartfelt appreciation, European Union, and special accolades, Compassion in World Farming, for your commitment to safeguarding the rights of our animal co-inhabitants. May all divine creations know the comfort and security of a world where love and protection prevail.
Save Our Planet. Renowned biologist cites tragic biodiversity loss. Harvard University professor and two-time Pulitzer Prize-winning biologist and ecologist Edward Wilson warns that biodiversity on Earth is suffering from drastic loss, with just under 2 million species currently catalogued, an estimated 30 million exist. And although 183 species have been formally declared extinct since the beginning of the last century, Dr. Wilson states that this number is a vast underestimate, with annual extinctions more likely in the neighbourhood of 20 to 30,000 species.
Saying that climate change has focused more on physical than living losses, Dr. Wilson is urging for the creation of an international group of experts to oversee biodiversity, similar to the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change.
Our many thanks, Dr. Wilson, for your comprehensive approach and caring reminder to include all treasured co-inhabitants in addressing our planetary crisis. May world leaders and citizens heed the call to urgent action to save these diverse and irreplaceable lives.
Concerned for our welfare, Supreme Master Ching Hai has also often emphasized the need for adopting the most considerate, eco-conscious lifestyles, as during a March 2009 video conference in Mexico.
Just return to compassion and respect for all life. That is the principle we must uphold to ensure that the animals do not disappear, because that would be tragic for us humans too. Imagine our planet without animals at all. All the dogs gone, cats gone, birds gone, fish gone, buffaloes gone, elephants gone. Imagine none of the animals survive. How would we live? So if we respect all life, then we also don't take any life. We don't need to take in a way that hurts or harms any other being. If all humanity lives with the animal-free diet and live in respect to nature and other life, then we will have a heaven on earth.
Save Our Planet. A report from Friends of the Earth Europe states that lifestyle changes such as increasing rail travel while decreasing transit by car and plane, as well as reducing meat consumption by 60%, could bring down the European cost of global warming mitigation to about $3 per person per day.
Save Our Planet. The UK-based Soil Association reports that conversion of all British farmland to organic growing would offset 23% of the country's agricultural emissions through soil carbon sequestration alone.
Save Our Planet. The UN World Meteorological Organization warns that greenhouse emissions continue to increase, topping record levels since pre-industrial times, with immediate action needed to avoid pessimistic scenarios forecast by the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change.
Hello, it's me, Clucky the Chicken. I enjoy a vegan, animal-free diet. I'd like to share a tip on how to take care of your facial skin. Citrus, such as lemon, is a natural exfoliant and can help to clean oil from the skin. You can cut a lemon in half and rub it directly on your face. First, try a little and make sure that it is suitable for your skin. Leave on the liquid lemon for about 10 minutes, then rinse with warm water. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now the weather around the world.
the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News from Germany. Members of our association took part in Anuga 2009, a well-regarded and one of the most significant international food and beverage trade fairs held in Cologne, Germany. At our association members' booth, SOS and Alternative Living banners were displayed, and SOS flyers were distributed to inform people about the benefits of a plant-based diet to both the planet and their health. In addition, vegan products were presented. Other exhibitors featuring vegan foods included Lord of Tofu and Tofu Town, which have been in businesses for 15 years and 30 years respectively.
Alle Produkte, die Sie hier sehen, sind aus Bio-Zutaten hergestellt, zertifiziert und werden in ganz Europa, auch in Amerika und Asien, als Bio-Produkte vertrieben.
Angefangen haben wir mit Brotaufstrichen auf dem Wochenmarkt und das war so beliebt, dass wir immer da mehr gemacht haben. Also mittlerweile haben wir über 20 verschiedene Sorten, Tofu-Sorten.
Our appreciation, Anuga 2009 organizers, Tofu Town and Lord of Tofu, for introducing the public to the abundant varieties of vegan food. May everyone take heed of the urgent message of choosing the compassionate plant-based diet to save our earth.
In interfaith news, Morocco's acceptance of religious groups is lauded. A 2009 report released by the United States Department of State commends Morocco for helping to form a new civil alliance for citizenship in the Arab world. It was noted that the alliance has brought together non-governmental organizations and individuals who are working to encourage cultural, religious, and linguistic diversity. Our sincere gratitude, Morocco, for your enlightened viewpoint, and our thankfulness to the United States Department of State for highlighting Morocco's open-minded approach. Blessed be all nations to live harmoniously in peace, joy, and light. Up next on Noteworthy News, a baby in Australia is miraculously saved. We will wipe the dog and let him in. Be back soon. Stay tuned for more heartwarming news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gracious news for a splendid world. In community news, an Australian baby survives a train incident. Six-month-old baby Cyrus miraculously escaped with a few scratches after his carriage fell onto the tracks in Melbourne, Australia. A train was unable to stop and at a speed of 35 kilometres per hour collided with the pram. After the train came to halt, 18-year-old student Aaron Dryden courageously jumped on the tracks and clawed under the train to find a baby still trapped in his damaged pram. It is assumed the baby carriage had in fact safeguarded the child. Dr. Shweta Verma, Sarish's mother, recalled, "I'd been thinking, oh God, and now all I could say was thank you, God. You have taken good care of him and it is because of your grace he is in my arms. We are so happy to hear baby Sarish is safe. Our warm wishes to Dr. Shweta Verma and beautiful Sarish. May you both be forever blessed and protected in heaven's loving embrace."
Let's now enjoy some humour with a joke told in Afrikaans entitled Sign Message.
Onderwyser. Hoekom is jy laat, Josef? Josef. Daar is 'n teken onder in die pad, onderwyser. Wat het die teken te doen met jou wat laat is? Josef. Die teken het gelees skool vorentoe, verminder spoed.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I'm a frequent viewer of A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Music and Poetry. The program is very good with many tender and touching poems and songs. I usually download these programs to watch again. Thank you so much for your efforts. Trang from Olac, or Vietnam.
Loving Trang, so glad you're enjoying this program. The music and verses of Supreme Master Qinghai and other esteemed artists are such a delight, uplifting us to realms of peace. May our whole world soon be elevated to this blessed level, with heaven's grace to you and all the harmonious citizens of Olac, Vietnam.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May the providence illuminate you with eternal light and wisdom. See you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Vice Chairman of the ASEAN Interparliamentary Myanmar Caucus, Charles Chong, calls on ASEAN and other South Asian countries to engage more actively in helping restore democracy to Myanmar, also known as Burma.
South African mediators, led by Foreign Policy Advisor Lindiwe Zulu, visit with Zimbabwean leaders and lawmakers in an effort to resolve differences and resume Zimbabwe's unity government.
The Peruvian government issues an apology to ethnic African Peruvians for past maltreatment while acknowledging exclusionary practices that continue today in the hope of encouraging all citizens toward cultural integration.
In an effort to assist with the US goal of closing the Guantanamo detention facility in Cuba, France and Hungary recently welcomed one released detainee each, while Italy agrees to host two.
Research published in the US-based journal Cancer Research finds that natural lipid molecules in soy help ward off cancer by combating mutation of cells, with scientists suggesting a soy-rich diet to reap this and other nutrition benefits.
Catholic nun Sister Maria Alfonsina Daniel Gattaz, who devoted her life to combating illiteracy and improving the condition of women, is beatified for sainthood during a ceremony in Nazareth, Palestine.
In Sweden's northern Torna River Valley, archaeologists discover signs of human civilization that appear to date back 11,000 years, much earlier than previously thought.
His Majesty King Abdullah II of Jordan and Turkish President Abdullah Gül oversee the signing of a free trade agreement between their countries and reciprocal removal of visa requirements for nationals.
Citing the link to increased heart complications, medical officials in Bangladesh issue a strong recommendation for reduced meat consumption during Eid ul-Adha festivities.
U.S. Ambassador to Afghanistan Carl Eikenberry and Afghan Foreign Minister Rangeng Dadfarsbanta jointly announced the opening of two new consulates in Afghanistan as part of the United States' commitment to the Afghan people.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWM.